Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In preparation for this sermon, I consulted my CPH commentary on the book of Romans, where I read the following. Romans 9 through 11 contains some of the deepest thoughts and some of the most contested passages in all of the New Testament. And you all got an admissions officer to preach on it. I'm so sorry. Any complaints about the following sermon can be forwarded to Dr. Seifert, who can answer all difficult questions regarding this text. For simplicity's sake, and for mine, we shall consider only these words for now. The depth of the riches of God. First, this Greek noun, depth. Depth, like in a spatial sense. Like the depth of the deep end of a pool, which says 8 feet deep. Or perhaps something more inscrutable, like the depth from heaven to earth. The depth God himself came down and placed himself in the womb of the Virgin. Or is it depth in a spiritual sense, in the way that St. Paul uses it in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. I don't know. But perhaps a story from the beginning will aid us in exploring the depths of the riches of God, where in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day, all the fountains of the deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and the waters increased. The waters prevailed. The waters prevailed so mightily on the earth that even the highest mountains upon the earth were covered. The waters covered the mountains 15 cubits deep. And in the depths below, all flesh died. Birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm on the earth, and all mankind, everything on the dry land in whose nostrils was the breath of life, died in the depths. How unsearchable are God's judgments. How inscrutable his ways. God blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the ground in the depths of water. The Lord, whose robe fills the temple high and lifted up above, deals with living things and their wickedness on the earth below. And only Noah and his family, 8 souls in all, live to tell about the unsearchable judgments, the inscrutable ways, the depth of the riches of God, which saved them and 2 of every kind of animal through the flood. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. While I served the flock at Trinity in Clinton, Missouri for nearly 7 years, I was given the privilege of administering 2 emergency baptisms. One of them was upon my own son. Just minutes after his birth, still fighting for his life, while surrounded by doctors and nurses, there I was next to my bride, helpless. And all I could do was grab some water, stumble my way through the creed, place the sign of the cross both upon his forehead and his heart, choke back my tears, and say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Oh, the depth of the riches of God. When heaven opened its doors and the riches of his grace came rushing down all the way to you. For the Apostle Peter declares it so, that Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels and authorities and powers having been subjected to him. Oh, the depths of the riches of God given to you in those precious waters of your baptism. All authority of heaven and on earth was given to him. All blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might were given to him, and all enemies, even death, the last enemy, shall be given to him, and placed under the feet of the one who shall raise you and all the dead, on the last day when you will be caught up together in the air. Oh, how unsearchable are God's judgments, the depths of the riches of God. Holy Spirit, he who searches everything, even the depths of God, is yours. And Jesus, God's own dear Son, his very own death and resurrection is yours. His suffering for your sins is yours. He who was put to death in the flesh. Oh, how unsearchable are God's judgments. How inscrutable his ways. He would give his one and only Son for poor, miserable sinners like us who are stuck in the depths. Upon his cross, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world was put to death for you. Yet God raised him from the dead, and so he has also raised you as his own dear child through the waters of his riches, which kill and make alive. In baptism, the depths of God's riches and mercy cover you 15 cubits over. Oh, the riches of your baptism into Christ. They are beyond our understanding, and yet they go by unwanted by the world around you. Luther once quipped that if a doctor claimed to have a cure that would rid all ailments, people would be willing to give up house and home for such a cure. They would line up for weeks and wait for such a small relief. Yet here our Lord comes among us plainly, offering to us everlasting life in the waters of baptism while the world passes by. 10 months after my son's baptism, he would return to the hospital once again. And this time he was very sick. He was in the PICU at Children's Mercy. About 3 weeks in, a code was called on him, the first of many. He was near death. There perhaps is no greater feeling of helplessness than when your own child is dying right in front of you. I cried out. I flooded my couch with weeping. I prayed the Psalms of Lament over and over again. And I prayed the words of the centurion, "Lord, only say the word." I remember saying to my wife that night, "There's nothing I can do to help him. I can't do anything." And ever so calmly, my wife took her thumb and made the sign of the cross both upon my forehead and my heart and said, "You already did." Oh, the depths of the riches of God, the precious waters of baptism, peace, even in the face of death, a peace that surpasses all understanding, comes rushing down from heaven itself all the way to you here below, caught in the depths. Christ is yours, and you are Christ, washed by the blood of the Lamb, given everlasting life, sins forgiven, drenched in the riches of God's grace, and held forevermore in the arms of your Savior. And nothing, not even death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear baptized child of God, you shall soon be sent to administer these depths of the riches of God to those stuck in the depths. Your hands, the Lord Almighty Himself will use to give the life of His Son and the comfort of the Holy Spirit to the helpless sheep entrusted to your care. Therefore, prepare yourselves. In the words of St. Peter, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.